As human presence spreads ever wider into the remaining wild places on planet Earth, sensitive and endangered species of all kinds are increasingly compromised. Even the traditional knowledge and herbal lore of indigenous peoples, such as those in the Amazonian interior, is being lost to the relentless impacts of habitat loss, overpopulation, and climate change.
In the Amazon, climate change is very strongly felt with what they call 100-year droughts, two in the last 5 years, and 100-year floods just this past year, and the melting of the glaciers in the Andes and all of that. So the habitat change is affecting everything, but also the knowledge, dislocation of cultures and a lack of interest or opportunity on the part of young people means that that chain gets broken.
Kathleen Harrison is the co-founder of Botanical Dimensions, an Occidental-based nonprofit dedicated to ethnobotany, which she describes as a cross between anthropology, botany, and medicine. Her current primary project is enabling the digitization of a little-known herbarium, a collection of plant specimens in Iquitos, Peru, in the far western Amazon basin. Not only will the samples be scanned to be made available globally, but Harrison is also out to preserve what is known about the uses of each species.
We're creating a database that has information about the traditional uses of these plants. Not all of them are medicine plants, but some are. And the chemistry and pharmacology, or the way they act on the human body, any contemporary research that's been done of that sort. So we're creating a database of that with the images of the scanned specimens.
The vision behind this is not just academic, but has a more holistic purpose.
To create a publicly available database linking what it looks like, where exactly it's from, and what we know about it, so that people will be interested and motivated to help preserve and recognize the value of the place and of the people and of their knowledge, and also perhaps to move towards some kind of sustainable agroforestry, taking care of the forest, what's wild in it, cultivating into that, and having it be a perennial crop of some kind of food, medicine, natural product.
But the economic aspects, Harrison notes, must be approached with sensitivity.
One of our concerns with this project is to make the information available, but encourage a relationship that is respectful to the indigenous knowledge, that reciprocates in some way, and that is careful with the environment. And Peruvians, whom I've met, are very interested in having a source of income from developing their own plant resources in an appropriate way.
Yet those concerns are set against a situation in which an increasing number of the native species are unable to survive.
There are tens of thousands of species in this herbarium alone. The ones that are the most imperiled are the ones that are either overuse because of demand, and unfortunately that demand is often external to the area, or where the habitat is changing so rapidly that they just can't make it through, they don't reproduce.
More information about this project can be found on their website at botanicaldimensions.org. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.